Well, local shares have gotten off to another confident start on Thursday. The ASX 200 as we approach lunch is up by about 42 points, and the majority of sectors are higher. The ones that are doing the heavy lifting are materials, financials, and at the same time, energy stocks are doing quite well. So the reason materials are being supported is because of the continued improvement in iron ore prices. They have had quite a fillip over the course of recent days. In fact, yesterday, prices were up by about 4%, and that's a continuation of the momentum that has been created by the most recent comments from the Chinese leadership, indicating confidence that Chinese economic growth is going to be around forecast levels as far as the full year is concerned. Equally, margins at Chinese steel mills are also holding up quite well. So that is an important measure of the underlying forces where iron ore prices are concerned, indicating that there will likely be more demand for Chinese port stocks. Oil prices have risen again, and that is on the back of a fall in US oil inventories as far as the last week has been concerned. And banks are getting a run on continuing what we have seen over the course of recent days. And the opposite end of that spectrum is that the yield stocks such as Transurban and Sydney Airports are under pressure. So both of those names are down by about 2%. Yesterday we saw a solid boost for free-to-air broadcasters after the government said it would be dropping the fees that it charges for broadcast licenses. So yesterday, 7 West and 9 were up by about 4%. Each of those stocks have given back a little bit of ground today, down by about 1%. Property stocks are under pressure as well as a theme. So Goodman Group down by about 1.5% and Stockland Group is down 4%, having gone ex-dividend. REA Group is a talking point today for the fact that they announced a $180 million non-cash impairment. So that's really against the value of their Asian businesses, which are encountering some headwinds, and that comes from lower sales numbers where Malaysia and Hong Kong are concerned. And the Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer. It's trading at 76.6 US cents.